A common non-invasive treatment approach for patients with temporomandibular disorders is to monitor and control tongue position as part of an overall effort to reduce unnecessary awake parafunctional activity. This is done with the assumption that by maintaining a particular rest position of the tongue, muscle activity will be minimized, which ultimately will help control muscle overuse and hopefully reduce muscle-related pain. However, as you might be aware, considerable conflict exists in the literature as to where exactly is this ideal tongue position. In an attempt to clarify the relationship between tongue position and activity of the muscles of mastication, researchers from the University of the Andes in Chile conducted a simple and concise clinical study, the results of which I think you'll find interesting. The article is titled, Effect of Tongue Position on Masseter and Temporalis Electromyographic Activity During Swallowing and Maximal Voluntary Clenching, a Cross-Sectional Study, and appears in the December 2014 issue of the Journal of Oral Rehabilitation. The aim of this study was to measure and compare the tonic EMG activity of the temporalis and masseter muscles following placement of the tongue either on the anterior hard palate or in the floor of the mouth during swallowing and during clenching. For this purpose, 30 healthy volunteers between the ages of 18 and 22 with natural dentitions and bilateral molar support and no history of oral facial pain or current use of medications were recruited for participation. Masseter and temporalis muscle activity was recorded using EMG surface electrodes placed unilaterally over the head of the muscle. To standardize tongue placement during the EMG recordings, for the floor of the mouth position, patients were asked to say the word susi. Similarly, for the anterior palatal tongue position, patients were asked to say the letter N. Then, while maintaining the tongue in the respective positions, they were asked to either swallow with light molar contact or clench their teeth as hard as they could for 3 seconds. These exercises and measurements were repeated 3 times for swallowing and 2x for clenching, with the highest average EMG activity recording being used. Following data analysis, the results were quite clear. During clenching, there was a statistically significant lower level of activity for both the masseter and temporalis muscles when the tongue was positioned in the floor of the mouth compared to when it was positioned to the palate. In contrast, however, during swallowing, no significant differences in EMG activity were found between the two tongue positions. This led the authors to conclude that in healthy, pain-free patients, placement of the tongue in the floor of the mouth reduces masticatory muscle activity during clenching. I was impressed with the results of this study, and it seems like a very simple therapeutic option to decrease muscle activity in some patients, which I'll keep in mind the next time a patient comments on a daytime clenching habit. However, as noted by the authors, as the participants in this study were healthy and symptom-free, it will be important to verify these results in patients who regularly suffer from oral facial pain. The full version of this article by Valdez and colleagues can be found in the December 2014 issue of the Journal of Oral Rehabilitation.